Bitachon for Life, Shiur number 124, Wednesday, Parshiyas Matas Masei. We are elaborating on the concept of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam being a mishon, that a person views HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a crutch, and he turns to Hashem when he's in a difficult moment. And we explained that the person still views his life as if he's an independent individual, and he doesn't really have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every area of his life. He just relies on Hashem when he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, so to speak. And additionally, he relies on Hashem according to his understanding. Meaning, just like a person that has a crutch walks his own walking and the crutch helps him along, so too a person views HaKadosh Baruch Hu like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping him. But really, he is the one walking. And he can't picture how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help him in an area where he doesn't see a Yeshua. And that's where there's room to grow in Bitachon. So before we advance to the next level, let's understand what this person is missing. Because we have to understand that one of the basic fundamentals of Emunah and Bitachon is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls every single detail of this world. Every blade of grass, every leaf on a tree is dictated to the minute detail. Every single thing that will happen is dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you take a step back and think about that, it is amazing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a calculation for every single molecule on this planet. And that give us a little bit of an inkling of the godless, of the cheshbainus, of the calculations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. And how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intimately involved, not only in our life, but in every detail of the Bria. So if we just think about that and internalize that, we can't just view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a mishon, as someone that we can use as a crutch when we have difficulty in life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intimate relationship with the Bria is so much greater than that, to every single detail. So number one, it teaches us how involved HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our life. And number two, which is even more important, it teaches us the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have a calculation for every piece of sand that is on this planet, something that we cannot even fathom, then why can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a calculation to solve our problem, even if we can't fathom how the problem can be solved? And that's why we have to advance. We can't just use HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a mishon, which on one hand means we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as someone that helps us when it's difficult only. And on the other hand, we view it as if we're running the show, and we know what's best, and we know the Yeshua, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is just helping us. That is such a small way of viewing the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his relationship to the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an all-encompassing relationship. Every single thing that exists has a specific calculation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a specific hashgacha on every single thing. So of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a specific hashgacha on us, his children, the ones that he has an endless love for. And when we internalize that, it helps us advance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just a mishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every minute detail of everything that happens on this planet.